This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Roger Marshall. Episode number 2012 is here. Today's episode is titled, Tourniqueto Panadohemus.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot Door AI.
Title, Tourniqueto Panadohemus. Introduction.
Welcome to today's podcast episode on Tourniqueto Panadohemus, or Utilizing a Turnstile. In this episode, we will delve into the various aspects of turnstile utilization, its benefits, and its significance in different spaces, such as public transit systems, stadiums, and office buildings. We will also discuss the importance of turnstile designs, accessibility, and security measures implemented to ensure smooth and safe passage for individuals. So, without further ado, let's jump right into it. History and purpose of turnstiles.
Turnstiles have been around for centuries and have evolved significantly over time. Originally used in ancient times to control the flow of people through narrow passageways and gates, turnstiles have become an integral part of modern infrastructure. Their primary purpose remains to regulate pedestrian traffic by allowing one person at a time to pass through, thereby ensuring efficient crowd management and preventing unauthorized access.
Turnstile usage and benefits.
The usage of turnstiles extends to various settings, with public transit systems being one of the primary areas of implementation. Turnstiles help regulate the entry and exit of passengers, ensuring efficient fare collection and preventing fare evasion. By doing so, they contribute to the sustainability and viability of public transportation systems, enabling continued development and maintenance.
In large venues such as stadiums and concert halls, turnstiles play a crucial role in managing crowd control and ensuring safety. They enable the organizers to accurately count the number of attendees, preventing overcrowding and ensuring compliance with fire and safety codes. Turnstiles also help enhance security by monitoring the movement of people, preventing unauthorized entry, and minimizing the risk of potential security breaches. In office buildings and other access-restricted spaces, turnstiles serve as a vital security measure. By allowing only authorized personnel to enter, they provide controlled access to sensitive areas, safeguarding valuable assets and protecting the privacy of employees and visitors. Turnstiles can also be integrated with authentication systems, such as proximity cards or biometric scanners, further enhancing security and record keeping. Design and accessibility.
Turnstile designs have greatly improved over time to accommodate the needs of diverse users. Traditional turnstiles with rotating arms have given way to newer versions that incorporate barrier-free designs. These barrier-free turnstiles, often referred to as speed gates or flap gates, are more accessible for individuals with disabilities or those carrying bulky items such as luggage or strollers. They provide a wider passage and feature sensors that detect obstacles, ensuring a safe and hassle-free experience for everyone.
Security measures and integration.
To address safety concerns, turnstiles are often equipped with an array of security measures. These may include surveillance cameras, metal detectors, or X-ray scanners, depending on the specific environment and level of security required. By integrating these technologies, turnstiles contribute to the overall security infrastructure, screening individuals for unauthorized items and deterring potential threats. Conclusion.
Tourniqueto Panadohemus, or Utilizing a Turnstile, offers several benefits in managing pedestrian traffic, enhancing security, and optimizing crowd control. Whether in public transit systems, stadiums, or office buildings, turnstiles play a pivotal role in creating efficient, secure, and accessible spaces. Through ongoing advancements in design, technology integration, and security measures, turnstiles will continue to provide essential services and ensure the safety and well-being of individuals using these spaces. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you found this podcast episode informative and insightful.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Roger, and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.
Podbot Door AI.